6-year-old Zoe lost something very special to him. He lost the fluffy, foot-long, caboose-shaped pillow called Caboo he had kept on his bed. The loss happened when he moved with his mother to a new town. Falling asleep without Caboo nearby wasn't easy. Zoe's gob of hurt caused him to toss and turn. Waking on a cloudy Saturday, Zoe was especially gloomy. Though he wanted to be alone, his mother, Chime, had planned a visit with their new neighbors. "It's important to get along with the people who live next door, Zoe," said the mother while they crossed their front lawn. Zoe frowned. "Are you still feeling bad about losing Caboo?" asked his mother. After nodding yes, Zoe looked down. "No one wants to see you moping," said his mother just before ringing the doorbell. Inside the home, a 7-year-old girl, Patoon, looked forward to meeting her new neighbors. "I hope they like pumpkin pie," she told her mother, Coy. "We'll also offer them cookies," said her mother, before opening the door and greeting her company. "Please come in. Welcome to the neighborhood. My name is Coy. This is my daughter, Patoon." Zoe's mother returned the greeting. "I'm Chime. This is my son, Zoe. Thanks for inviting us over." Coy then sent the kids off. "You and Zoe play until I call you," said the mother. "Let's see if I have a toy you'd like to play with," suggested Patoon as she led Zoe to her bedroom. After entering Patoon's room, Zoe browsed the toys scattered on shelves. "What's your favorite toy?" he asked. Patoon thought hard as she looked around. "I don't think I have a favorite," she answered. "One of them has to be special," said Zoe. Hummed Patoon, still unsure. Seeing that Zoe looked sad and wanting to please him, Patoon grabbed the blue rubber ball on her bureau. "I like playing catch," she told him. Zoe scrunched his face. "How can something everyone has be your favorite toy?" he wondered. Patoon took time to think before shrugging. Something on Patoon's bed then caught Zoe's attention. It was a stuffed animal, a goofy-looking, chubby, yellow and brown ostrich, sitting with its legs tucked under it. It had a shaggy tail, bushy eyebrows, a long curved neck, and big bulging eyes that seemed to be looking everywhere at once. "Does your stuffy have a name?" asked Zoe. Patoon saw what Zoe was looking at. "Ossie the ostrich," she told him. "My favorite stuffy got lost when we moved. It was a caboose I called Caboo," said Zoe with a sigh. "I'd miss Ossie if it got lost," assured Patoon. "I miss Caboo a lot," shared Zoe as his eyes watered. Wanting to cheer Zoe up, Patoon suggested they go outside. "Want to play catch in the backyard?" she asked. "Okay," answered a slouching Zoe. As they threw the ball back and forth, Patoon shared a thought. If I lost Aussie, I wouldn't replace her with another stuffy too soon, she declared. Another stuffy wouldn't be as special as Kaboo, moaned Zoe. Maybe your next stuffy shouldn't be too special, said Patoon. That didn't make sense to Zoe. But I'm gonna want it to be very special, he made known. Making it special is okay, just don't make it too special, suggested Patoon. Why would I do that? Asked Zoe, just before Patoon's mother called to them from the back door. Come in for some pie, cookies, and milk, said Coy. While their mothers went outside, the kids sat at the kitchen table. Before long, Patoon and Zoe had their treats gobbled. I don't want to make you mad, but I still think you made Kaboo too special, said Patoon. Zoe became annoyed. But how can something someone cares about be too special? He fussed. Patoon tried to explain. My mom says something may be too special when losing it hurts for more than a little while. Instead of making one thing very special, why not make a few things sort of special? Stuck on thinking no other stuffy could be as good as Kaboo, Zoe answered. But Kaboo was special because it was Kaboo. Are you saying you've got nothing to do with Kaboo being too special? Gently asked Patoon. You're mixing me up, said Zoe. After they put their dishes and glasses in the sink, Patoon again led the way to her bedroom. Once there, she surprised Zoe. You wouldn't want Aussie, would you? She offered. Zoe was quick to answer. Your Aussie can't replace my Kaboo, he said as he folded arms. Patoon wasn't surprised to hear Zoe turn down Aussie. That's what I thought you'd say, she replied as she knelt to pull a box out from under her bed. She then fished inside the box with both hands. What are you looking for? Asked Zoe. Patoon ended her search. I've got it. Will you take this? She asked as she held up a plastic red caboose about an inch in length. That little caboose won't help me forget I lost Kaboo, grumbled Zoe. I know. I was thinking it might help you remember what you found, answered Patoon as she lowered the hand holding the tiny caboose. What have I found? Asked Zoe. Someone who liked to be your friend, answered Patoon as she again raised the caboose. Hearing Patoon say she wanted to be a friend put a slight but warm smile on Zoe's face. Thanks, I feel a little better, he replied as he took the gift. That's terrific, happily said Patoon. I guess stuff is just stuff, realized Zoe. Patoon agreed. That was a super smart thing to say, Zoe. My mom says it's seeing ourselves be nice that counts. Remembering things are just things is hard, admitted Zoe. Especially when others, like TV people, keep telling us there's stuff we gotta have, noted Patoon. I'll try not to lose the caboose you gave me, said Zoe. But if you do lose it, it'll be okay because it won't be too special, right? Smiled Patoon. Right, smiled back Zoe. The end.